Good morning, WQBX audience. It's great to have you with us here today on this wonderful Sunday. We hope your day's off to a great start today. I know ours is off to a great start. We're at church today, actually getting ready for our second service here in just a few minutes at 10:30. But we're glad that you are with us, you that are listening. If you're not on your way to church, we hope that you will consider one of the great churches here in Central Michigan to be a part of. We feature a lot of those right here on Unscripted, and we'll continue to feature those. And so there's some great ministries that are going on. If you are on your way to church, have a great day worshiping the Lord today. It's an awesome time, and we're just excited about what a great spring we've had here in Central Michigan so far. And it seemed like winter went away really quick, and so we're grateful for that, and grateful for the nice weather that we have. You're listening to Unscripted, and what we do on this program is we feature different ministries and parachurch and church organizations and what they're doing to affect the community. We know that God is doing a lot of great things. He's doing a lot of great things through different people, people you may not know, may have never even heard of, and we want you to know about them because they're important in what they're doing, and it gives you an opportunity, one, to know how to pray for them, but also it gives you an opportunity to be able to know how you can connect with them, maybe something they'll say that really speaks to your heart, and you're like, I want to be involved in something like that. And that's just a great opportunity that we have to be able to be with you here on WQBX every week. I have with me across the table is my lovely wife, Sharon. Say good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here.
Sharon, today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been an awesome week. And just really enjoying, one, the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really been phenomenal. And two, just really enjoying the season that we're in. And,
yeah.
You know, just knowing that, well, for us, we're in that Lent season.
Yeah.
So knowing what's coming.
Yes.
And, you know, so we're just really enjoying that. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, today we're sitting with some people that you connected me with.
Yes.
And that is Rick and Cindy Merlene.
Yeah.
And they're with Renew.
Renewed.
Renewed.
Resale.
Correct?
Yep. Renewed.
Yeah. And so go ahead, guys. Say hello to the WQBX audience. And
good morning, family.
Yes. Double good morning. Hope you have a great day just as we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So we want to talk a little bit about what you all are doing, and we know it's a really important ministry that God has called you guys to do, and you were talking about, first of all, let's talk a little bit about what Door of Hope is and where that sort of originated at, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Actually, it started with Cindy, my lovely wife, sitting next to me here, and back 2012, we were actually in Africa. We were doing some work. Building some church structures, and Cindy noticed that the women would leave every day, and she decided that she wanted to find out what they were doing, and so she asked if she could go with them. I sometimes kid and say, you thought they were all going shopping. And you wanted to get away from the work.
Right,
you know, but,
right.
She went, and she went on this water walk with the women, and she came back, and she was just in tears.
And so what is a water walk?
So the women, the girls and the women would leave the village two times every day, and they would, like, have this massive exodus. And so I had asked the interpreter, where are they, you know, where are they going? And he said that they were going to get water. So I decided to go on the water walk with them, and they gave me a jar to put on my back.
Wow.
And had the banana straps, the leaves to tie around. And it was probably about a 45-minute walk there and then get the water and come back. And the water was just absolutely filthy. I mean, you see the animals in the stream, and people would wash their clothes and just, So it was eye-opening for me. And so when I got back, I mean, it still brings tears to me. Mm-hmm. I just told Rick, I said, God didn't let me experience that just to say, oh, you poor people, you got dirty water. It was like, what are we supposed to do with this now? So when we got back, we actually opened a coffee shop in Owosso. That's where we lived currently. And so we had, that was kind of our platform to let people know about what the need was mm-hmm. there for clean water. And so Rick is so very, very creative. He wanted to create his own little suitcase water filter, all inclusive.
Hey.
But we ended up finding a company in Grand Rapids, and we were able to get the water filtration systems from them.
Okay.
From Cascade Engineering and
They had a water filter that was actually what they call a biosand filter.
Okay.
And it actually works just like the earth works. And so, you know, God created the earth. So when it rains, the water goes down through the sand. And as it does, it's filtered.
Right.
And what comes out is good, clean water.
Right.
And so we found this filter and we said this would be perfect in some of these remote places where you couldn't put a well. And so we worked, did quite a bit of work to get a distribution center established there for that.
I think we did product. When we did one of our trips to Africa, it was either Africa or India, and we bought some water bottles that had some kind of filtration, mm-hmm. but I seem to think it was like iodine or something that was they filled. Which does not sound safe at all.
Right. Or charcoal. Right.
There was iodine, I believe, was involved in the process of purification. Yeah. And I was like, and I don't know how good I feel.
So you put the water in the cup, and then you put this lid on it that had the filter, and you drink out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But traveling, I would get sick so many times. I got an amoeba when I was in the Philippines, and just the... You know, as you know, world missions, you know, there's a great need for clean water for people.
Yes.
So how did it go in Owosso? You started the coffee shop there?
Yep. We had the coffee shop for probably maybe about 6 years. And then we went to our accountant and he said, well, if you want to sell it, you need to bring the money amount up. So we converted it to ice cream and had it for ice cream for season. So we ended up selling the coffee shop, and we thought we were going to start another business with just storage units there, and that just didn't work out. So then Rick ended up going to get a job at Habitat for Humanity at their resale store, and I went to work for a chemical bank. So we were thinking we were only going to be in that secular business for just a year or two. But we were both in there for over 5 years. And so the Lord really taught Rick a lot about just running the business aspect of like what we have now with Renewed Resale.
At one point we'd actually considered, we have met some friends that are in Malawi, Africa. Mm-hmm. And so we had talked about possibly going for a 6 month stay in Malawi to see how that would work. And then kind of even with the idea of going back and at maybe some point even making a transition to becoming missionaries in Africa, in Malawi. That's when COVID hit and everything changed. You know, the world was turned upside down. And we just continued on with our jobs. And then, you know, kind of after all of that, we said, well, we got to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to finish life strong. We want to make a difference in the world.
And, right.
You know, there's too many needs to sit back and just, you know, even though I was working for Habitat, there was still more inside that I felt I needed
right.
to do.
And right.
I love working with her and most of the time she loves working with me.
So that's just the opposite here.
Yeah.
Most of the time he likes working with me.
Yeah.
So this was a great like kind of launching pad into that, you know, for us to get together and work together and see ministry happen.
And you had said when we were walking through the store here that you wanted to do something someone else wasn't doing. You really felt that was an important, you didn't just want to do a duplicate type ministry.
Correct. Right. You know, there's a lot of even ministries that have resale stores and they use that to generate funds. But we wanted to create something where we could use the funds that we raised to support other nonprofit ministries that shared things that we're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started this nonprofit back in 2013 and going back and asking people, would you support this project? And after a while, they get a little tired of, you know,
donor fatigue.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, every year they see it coming and what do you do?
Yeah.
And so we thought by starting a resale store that was upscale, it would fit a different need in the community. So we're not, There are people that maybe wouldn't think about going to the normal resale store, like, well, they don't have what I want. Well, mm-hmm. you can come here and find a, you know, a upscale version of things, mm-hmm. and everything is, we think, probably a little mm-hmm. step above.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in doing that, we're able to generate funds and support these other ministries mm-hmm. and support the projects that we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you still have the Door of Hope. I mean, you still yeah. have the water project.
Yes, we kind of transitioned from the big biosand filters that now when we go, we work with Sawyer and take the small filters that okay. will fit in a suitcase.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so we mm-hmm. still take the water filters with okay. us on any of our mission trips. Mm-hmm. And so we've been thinking and praying about possibly going back again mm-hmm. this June. It's going to be our 10th anniversary, and I don't want to just regular
right
vacation. I want to feel like we're doing something for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, and probably we should have backed up to this. Obviously, the Lord's been good to you in your life. Talk a little bit about how you came to know the Lord, Rick.
Well, I had actually walked away from God and faith and all that when I was, I mean, not so much faith, it's just you know, kind of growing up in my teenage years, and I realized I needed something, and I, like so many people, looked in all the wrong places to right. find, you know, yep. find happiness or find that contentment in my life.
Right.
Well, in my 20s, I was actually working at a hospital, and I was probably one of the youngest managers that they had ever had at the hospital. I quickly rose to a position of management, mm-hmm. and one night I was coming home and almost got into an accident.
Oh, wow.
And went home, and just that whole night was just up, just shaking, thinking, mm. you know, my life was flashing before my eyes, right. you know, and I shared with a friend that, you know, what had happened. And the next day I came home and there was a Bible in my door. So I opened it up and I started reading, and I just couldn't put it down. You know,
wow.
I didn't understand a lot of the Old Testament stuff, right. but I got to right. the New Testament. I'm like, this is really cool stuff.
Sure.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
And I came to a place that impacted my life, and I decided, mm-hmm. you know what, I want to live the rest of my life, you know, for God, with God, making a difference in the world and helping mm-hmm. people to see that, you know, mm-hmm. there's more to live for than just, you know, achieving right. stuff.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. right. Yeah. Do you remember your first mission trip ever?
My first mission trip was actually to Honduras.
Okay.
So we did a couple trips. I was in a church, and we did a few trips to Honduras. And it was life changing. I remember yeah. a group of young people that were there, and it was just after Hurricane Mitch had come through and the country had been destroyed.
Oh, wow.
And we were driving through this town, and a lady was coming out of a little like shack that she had made out of boxes and branches mm-hmm. and that. And she actually had a garbage bag tied around her waist for a skirt.
Oh, gee.
That's all that she had.
Yeah.
And this young kid sitting next to me on the bus, he put his head in his hands and he just started crying.
Oh.
And I said, what's up? You know, what's wrong? He said, you know, just before I left, so I got into an argument with my mom about something I wanted. He said it was something stupid, like a game or some mm-hmm. computer, whatever. And, you know, we got in this big argument about it. And he said, here I am in this place where they don't even have a place to sleep.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
And I just saw the change that it made in his life. And,
yeah.
And I just fell in love with missions and,
yeah.
and you know, helping
we say,
people.
Yeah. We always say every believer in Christ
yes.
needs to do a yes. missions trip.
Absolutely.
Because it just yes. changes your perspective.
On yeah. everything.
Yes. yes.
We're
yes.
getting ready to, in August, we're taking 18 people with us to Colombia.
Oh, very
cool. To Bogota.
Cool.
And nice. We've kind of used that as, and we've seen, the older folks, it does have an impact. When I say older, I mean over 30.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
but it always amazes me the young people, the teens, like you just said, you know, mm-hmm. they, mm-hmm. you know, they fuss about stuff at home, but then they get there and see what real poverty looks mm-hmm. like
right.
and
right.
what real suffering looks like a lot of times. And you know, Colombia's doing pretty well as a mm-hmm. country, but I mean, you can we take
yeah.
them to places like orphanages, and mm-hmm. we take them to drug rehab places where they meet kids that are their age mm-hmm. that have been on heroin and just,
wow.
you know,
yeah.
and have testimonies of how Christ has changed their lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have these kids tell their testimonies while they're there, because we teach them before they go to be, you know, to be ready to share mm-hmm. their faith. But I think it's one of those things, like you feel you come when they share their testimony, they're like, they're almost embarrassed that they're telling their testimony to these people who they really had problems. I don't really have the kind of problems these people have had. Right. You know, they've got some of the young ladies have children already. They're struggling to get by. I mean, and so I agree. It's a powerful, life-changing mm-hmm. thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
How about you, Cindy? How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, actually, I was raised in the Catholic Church.
Okay. And, then you heard a lot about the Lord in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but it was interesting. I had a girlfriend that gave me my first Bible. It was a King James Bible. And I recall reading it. And one day I was in church and I said to the Lord, if you're real, will you reveal, if these are real people mm-hmm. that were in this Bible, will you reveal yourself to me? Mm-hmm. And as in the Catholic Church, it has those window panes mm-hmm. and a ray of light. It was only through that one window landed right in front of me.
Wow.
And it was like, okay, you're real.
Yeah.
And so there's just been like amazing, sweet affirmation that the Lord continues to do mm-hmm. and to speak to me. And so my first mission trip was to Russia in the winter.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my, so yeah. I went with Josh McDowell when they did the Operation Bear Lift.
Yep.
And so I was a very young Christian at the time, but the Lord provided everything that I needed because my heart was, I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was just the sequence, and it was just amazing how the Lord mm-hmm. paid for the trip and then gave me more money to give away when I was there.
Yeah.
But on the trip reading, I read Isaiah 61.
Mm-hmm.
And that so moved my heart, and it was like, oh, is that what you're calling me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't, this is how new I was, I didn't realize that was what Jesus spoke of in mm-hmm. Luke. And it was like 3 months later when I read it in Luke, I was even more shocked, like, that's what you did, but that's what you want me to do.
Yeah.
So it was just a double confirmation. And so I honestly find every time I go to something significant mm-hmm. in my life, some women's ministry mm-hmm. or something that is really important to me,
mm-hmm.
majority of the time I'm going to hear Isaiah 61 at some point during that time. And I just feel like it's just his sweet kisses, just like, I'm reminding you, I'm reminding you.
That's awesome. Right. Yeah. It's kind of your life verse.
One of them, yeah.
That's amazing.
So cool. That's so cool. Well, I just want to attest to the fact of the store, Renewed, that it is upscale. I mean, you guys, I mean, I don't do thrift stores because I walk into most of them and it's very confusing. It's overwhelming. It's overstimulating to me. And so I just can't do it.
Uh-huh.
My daughter-in-law, she can walk into them and come out with treasures. I'm like, where did you find that? That's awesome. And she's like, well, it was right there. And I'm like, I didn't even see it. But anyway, I walk into the store. I'm like, I want that. I want that. Actually, I've bought two pieces of furniture already from here. And it's good stuff. I mean, it's really good stuff. And the other thing is too, so you were telling me like the furniture that you guys do get in. Tell me the process that you go.
So we're everything, majority of everything is donated. Like we will purchase our paint brushes and things like that. But we have a lot of brand new items. But as far as like appliances and furniture, we're very selective on mm-hmm. what we bring in. It's more of that high end
mm-hmm.
upscale. You know, it's almost like if you wouldn't rebuy it, don't donate it. But one of the things that Rick and I take pride in is that we'll take it through a three-step process of every piece of furniture that comes in. It will be, well, at least four. It's inspected.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's we will vacuum it, we will disinfect it, and then we'll professionally steam clean every piece of furniture that comes out on the floor. So it's almost, we do it that if I wouldn't buy it,
right,
I'm not putting it out on my floor because right. it represents who we are. And we right. want to do this with integrity. We want to feel like people are getting a great deal, mm-hmm. but it's not just the solder cardboard stuff.
Right.
Right.
You
know,
we're very selective on
it's very good.
I say every piece of furniture that meets the floor, I'll sleep on it and put my face on it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's good. That's excellent.
It's just, standard. And so, you know, at first when we started doing that, people were like, you know, oh, here's a couch and my cat scratched it, or, you know, it's got a stain that's so bad you can't get out. And we said, well, thank you very much, but that's not who we are.
Right.
And it wasn't trying to not be grateful for the donations. It's just we're trying to create something a little different here.
Yeah. Right.
And so we still get furniture that is maybe not the quality that we would like, but it's still good. And we have some connections and even some other places, other ministries. Mm-hmm. We send truckloads of stuff to other ministries and to their resale store, open it up and say, take what you want, what you don't want. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, they take most of what's there. So we want to have that type of relationship, even with other ministries and other resale stores in the area.
Yeah.
And you're doing clothing as well.
Yeah.
And that part probably speaks to me the most, just because of the way I was raised. And we were raised in poverty. And my mother, I mean, I was thinking this morning, she raised 4 kids on $5,000 a year. That was her income as a waitress.
Wow.
And, you know, so
3 boys and 1 girl.
Wow. Yeah.
So imagine the food that those boys ate. Yeah.
So we would go to once a year, go to the store to buy clothes. And we would go to a place called Miracle Mart in Akron, Ohio. And, you know, so you get a pair of tennis shoes and you get 1 pair of jeans and 3 shirts or 2 shirts or whatever. And I mean, and that broke the bank for her. So something like what you all are offering and a good quality, clean clothes that could really help people that, you know, that maybe they're not in poverty, but they're, you know, they're just really fighting to keep ends together, you know, keep everything to keep it going.
And we offer a few different things. Like, we have one side of the store that's the bargain section, and then we have another side of the store that's the boutique. And boutique means either it's a higher-end designer or it still has a price tag on it. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to keep it separated so that if you want to come in and find a decent-looking jean jacket, you know, and you might pay $12 for it or $15, but then we also do the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
The first of the month. Okay.
The first of the month, the 3 consecutive days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we offer 40% off all clothing and shoes.
Okay.
So we still try to give back, even if they, you know, might not think that it's such a great bargain. Mm-hmm. Hopefully by those sale days, you know, that they'll know that they can come in on those days to buy some treasures.
And that's catching on now. We'll find people come with a whole shopping cart just loaded with clothing because they know that it's a great deal.
Or, sure. Yeah. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how you ended up in Alma.
Well,
I mean, you were in Owosso, right?
Yeah. It's a good story. We have some friends, dear friends of ours from South Africa, Rory and Mary Douglas.
Yes.
And so they were here and they had a church here, and probably we've known them for 15 plus years. Mm-hmm. And the last probably 5 to 7 years, they kept saying, come to Alma. It's a great place to live. And they felt like there was a lot taking place here. They felt it was a community that had a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And yet what they felt one of the best things that was happening was just the dynamics of that of other churches and other ministries that were working together.
Yeah.
And so they kept asking, why don't you come to Alma? Come to Alma. Well, we literally tried to come to Alma for
5 years.
Almost 5 of those years.
Wow. Yeah.
We couldn't find a location. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find work. Just nothing seemed to be, you know, fitting together. And it actually, even to get this building, it was over 2 years of negotiating to make this happen.
Okay.
And then after we got it, we had to spend 6 months
just getting it ready,
renovating it, and making it usable. So,
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, they prayed us up here, and
I could see Rory and Mary doing
that.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. They live their life by prayers.
They're relentless.
Told us to go walk off our map, and that was part of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So tell people where you guys are at. I mean, with the Renewed store, where is it at? How would they get to it?
Renewed Resale is located at 1650 Wright Avenue. It's the old Sears building. We now have the Sears and the old video store. We're right across the street from McDonald's.
Yeah. So and Bigby.
And everybody in Alma knows where McDonald's is.
McDonald's and Bigby. You can't miss it. Just look straight across the street and you'll see.
Yeah. Or down the street from Cancun's.
That's right.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And you have a web. You're on Facebook.
Facebook. Yep. We have a Facebook page, Renewed Resale, and it has the little green almost like a recyclable type of thing.
Sure.
But we're actually going to be celebrating 2 years of the store being open in April.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That went quick.
Yeah, it went really quick. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful, I commend what you all have done here, remembering what the stores used to look like, and what you all have done is first class, and what you guys are doing is so important to the community here in Central Michigan, and what you guys are striving to accomplish. And just like Rick said, he wouldn't sell anything he wouldn't sleep on. We wouldn't recommend anything that we didn't believe in, and
we wouldn't shop at.
Yeah. Well, my wife.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to take the checkbook away from her when she comes here.
Well, I told him on the way here about the chair that I bought. He's like, you what?
That was a beautiful chair.
But I also
chair.
Wanted to mention, it is a beautiful, and it looks great in my office. But Easter's coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are looking for Easter outfits for their children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this would be a great place to
even
come to.
Even decor. We've got a little bit of Easter decor
stuff. I did see some stuff back there. Yeah. But, you know, if you're looking for an Easter outfit, you know, kids grow quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
you can spend a lot of money on right. kids' clothes. You can come in here, find something, and I want to say cheap, you can find something really reasonable.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and reasonable, that's a good word.
That's in good shape, and that they would put on their own grandchildren, children and grandchildren.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, so.
Well, and I think, too, just adding, just in our few minutes left, that you were sharing with me that your vision really is that as God continues to bless this, to be able to bless other ministries and
absolutely.
The missions and things that you've talked about.
Yeah, so we support some local ministries that are doing a lot of the work, the hands-on work in the community. A lot of them struggle with raising funds and the funding for that. And so we come alongside them. We don't want to replicate what anyone else is doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we can support them. We can encourage them. We can help them with some of the funding. And so there are several ministries that we do that with here. And it's nice to give back to the community because there's so many things that we're doing, whether it's Hope House or whether it's the food pantries and Love Inc. That you just spoke with last week. We give to all of those and support them in what they do. And so we tell people, and it's a great way to come and find a great deal, but even in finding that great deal, you're actually supporting these other ministries. You know, what a better way to feel like you're giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you found something great that you can use, and you bought it because you need it. Mm-hmm. But in doing that, you're also supporting something else in our community that really needs our support. You know, to me, that's just a wonderful model.
Yeah.
A wonderful way of
And one of the things that we were able to do was we were able to purchase through Door of Hope. We were able to purchase a home that needed to be remodeled. Mm-hmm. And the young lady that sold it to us, we made her the promise that it would go to a veteran. Mm-hmm. So this veteran's home in St. Louis is just about finished, getting close.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so the high school students built the cupboards and the counter and the kitchen.
Cool.
I think I saw a picture of
that. Yeah, so there's been a lot of community involvement, different businesses that have blessed us with flooring or doors or whatever. Mm-hmm. But just knowing that this has become a community project too. And so we have our candidate already. And so we're hoping maybe we can wrap that up by the end of, maybe get it done by the end of March to get him
get him in
prepared
there.
To get
Wonderful.
Him to own his own home.
So that's great.
So cool. That's really cool.
Well,
that's
well awesome. Done, you guys. Thank
well,
you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. And thanks for taking time with us on Unscripted today just to share a little bit of the vision that God has.
Yeah, thank you.
You really won't know what it's about till you come visit them.
Right.
You've got to come see what they're doing. And,
not open on Sundays or Mondays.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
But the rest of the week they're...
Yep. And we're always looking for if people want to come and learn about the ministry. We're looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways that you can help support, whether you shop, whether you donate, whether you volunteer or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really good,
awesome.
It's a good blessing.
You feel good whenever you're done at the end of the day.
Yeah. Tired, but still,
you're good.
Hearts full, you know?
Yeah.
And
Absolutely.
So I'm just so grateful that the Lord has blessed us to be able to work together again. And, we always try to, before we come in, obviously we pray for our community and the store and everything, but we're always doing this. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear who you're bringing across our path.
Yes.
Because, we pray for people in here mm-hmm. too, if they
yes.
are in need.
Absolutely.
So,
that's absolutely.
The great thing about having our own business.
Yeah, you can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
If somebody
is breathing down your neck.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much.
Yeah, well, thank you.
So we want to encourage all of you in the WQBX audience to be sure to stop by and to check out Renewed Resale and right across from McDonald's, straight across, and Big B. And I know it'll be a great blessing to you. Well, we'll be back with you next week. And we've got some great things planned that we're going to be sharing with you. So check us out 9 a.m. We'll be right here. God bless. Have a great week.